We're getting real with women who inspire us. The three of us together have a lot of experience discussing real issues that affect real women. Now we're giving you a chance to actually hear how we talk about the topics in the newsroom behind the scenes here on the Oklahoma Women Want to Know podcast.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Oklahoma Women Want to Know. Teen suicide has been a hot topic in Green Country and around the world, with the recent suicide of an Owosso student named Nex Benedict. A heartbreaking 2020 report on youth and young adult suicide says on average, two Oklahomans aged 10 to 24 die by suicide every week. Michaela Brewster was one of those children. Michaela was just 5 days away from turning 13 when she took her own life in 2021. Michaela's mom, Angela, says in the days before her death, Michaela had experienced some bullying at school and was having suicidal thoughts. Today, Angela Brewster joins us to tell us Michaela's story and to tell other parents how important it is to pay attention to your child's social media. We will hear from Angela in a moment, but first, I'm Crystal Kelly, a reporter with 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.
And I'm Jen Townley. I am co-host of the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter.
Angela, can you introduce yourself to us and tell us a little bit about who Michaela was?
I am Angela Brewster. I'm from Broken Arrow. Mom of three, Michaela, and then she has two younger sisters. Been married for almost 20 years, which makes me feel old to say anything for 20 years. So Michaela was my oldest, the one that made me a mom, and it was, you know, just her for 4 years before we added on another one.
What were her interests?
She loved TikTok dancing. Like, that was number one thing. If we went in a grocery store, you could always find her like winding her arms and, you know, doing the weird little grooves. Volleyball was one of her newest obsessions. Skateboarding, gymnastics, playing her flute. There was nothing that she tried that she didn't excel at. But she was the oldest grandkid out of like all of her cousins, and so she was the leader, the instigator of like all the games, or, you know, like the one that, you know, all of them looked up to. And she had zero meanness in any of her bones. Like, she was always nice, always kind. And, you know, not that she always got that back in return.
So tell us what kind of happened with Michaela.
So it all kind of downhill started November 2020. My mother passed away suddenly, and Michaela was really close to her. And so that just affected her, and she wasn't one to ever show emotion. Now, if somebody else was showing emotion, you know, she, you know, crying or something, she would go over and comfort them, but she never spoke about her feelings or anything. But, you know, that kind of just started her kind of closing off a little bit into herself, and, you know, it didn't help that it was in the middle of, you know, the pandemic, which I feel like that kind of started a lot of, you know, affected lots of teens. And then, you know, just the having to be by themselves and not, you know,
infected a lot of this adults.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. And so, you know, kind of from there, she just kind of secluded herself, kind of became a recluse. I always went through her phone every night, you know, and be nice to her. And so I would, you know, go through her messages, and I'd find, you know, messages to her friends where she's like, you know, apologizing for, you know, being so closed off and, you know, kind of asking for understanding, which she didn't receive. And so, yeah, so my mother passed away 11/11/20. And I remember, I think it was like 11/17/20, that we were sitting by each other on the couch, and she had received a phone call. It was from a boy who was dating her best friend, dating 12 years old, but yes, was boyfriend, girlfriend with her best friend. And she was really good friends with them. You know, they had boyfriend, girlfriended up in fifth grade or sixth grade, I think. And, you know, I've let her take the phone call, you know, told her, you know, to stay close by 5 minutes. And, you know, my head thinking that he's, sending condolences and stuff to her. You know, she came back in the room. She just put her phone down, you know, and, you know, she never told me anything other than, you know, what I thought. And then as I go through her phone for the weeks to come, I saw that her and her best friend hadn't been messaging. And so I actually took it on myself to reach out to this girl's mom, you know, just kind of try to find out, you know, what was up. And I guess, you know, then she told me there was like a boy issue, and, you know, I didn't ever, you know, bring it up to Michaela about, you know, finding out. But I remember going in her room and she was packing her bag to go stay a night with a friend. Sorry, I'm full on details. Like, it's all okay. Going through.
No, that's okay.
But yeah, I remember she was packing a bag to stay at a new friend's house. And I just remember sitting down and talking to her like, hey, you know, you and so-and-so, you know, you haven't been hanging out much. Like, you know, what's up? And I remember she just kind of vented for about, I don't know, it was a good like 30 minutes or so. And, you know, told me that the boy that had called her had went to school the next day and told his girlfriend that, you know, Michaela called him and was wanting him to break up with his girlfriend and go out with her. And I told her, I was like, hey, I was right there by you. Like, I can, you know, talk to your friend for you and tell her, like, hey, that's, you know, not true. And she's like, no need to. You know, if she's our, you know, she's mad at me, she doesn't need to be mad at him too. And, you know, if she really thinks I'd do that, then I don't need her as a friend. And so in my head, I'm like, wow, that's really big of you. Like, okay. So I text that girl's mom back. I was like, you know what? I think she's okay. Like, you know, we don't need to try to, you know, play middleman and make it all better. What I didn't know was what the boy actually called for, which was nudes. At 12.
At 12, yeah.
Yeah. So all this I found out after she took her life. But yeah, she said no. And so that's how he retaliated, was going and telling his, you know, girlfriend that she, you know, wanted him, you know,
that she, that the reverse of it, that,
yeah,
that she called him and wanted him and made her look like she,
yeah,
wanted him to break up with,
yeah,
his girlfriend to go out with her.
Yep.
So he lied.
Yeah. And yeah, like, Michaela wasn't one to, you know, set records straight, because like she knew, like, well, then she'll be mad at him. And she just, you know, thought she was strong enough to, like, I'll just take the whole, you know, whole deal of it. And so from there, it led to her, a full group of her friends bullying her and calling her names and, you know, slut, hoe.
So this was her friends,
yes,
that were her friends,
yeah,
that were bullying her.
So they, yeah, just kind of turned on her.
Yeah. And I mean, there was one girl who I'm really good friends with, her mom, who came home and was, you know, telling her mom all this past stuff about Michaela. And her mom was like, hey, I know this girl. I know that, like, her grandmother just died. She's going through a lot. And, you know, she would, you know, like, you need to give her some understanding. And that girl actually took time and let Michaela tell her side of it. And so it dwindled the whole group down to about five girls that were bullying her then. And bullying nowadays is not, it just blows my mind. It's not, I'm rubber, you're glue, or, you know, just calling each other names.
That's brutal.
Full-fledged, go kill yourself. And, yeah.
Is that what the girls were telling your daughter?
Yes.
To go kill herself?
Yeah. And so during this time that she was being bullied, oh my gosh, I've had, I would say, 7 or 8 girls that have reached out to me and told me that they knew, you know, like she was getting bullied, but they were being bullied by the same group. You know, like there's the mean girls, and then, you know, there's always like one that's not, you know, mean one, and they're all like, no, that was Michaela. And so she would go out of her way and go to these girls that they were telling, you know, to kill themselves and stuff like that also, and talking to them. And I have so many messages that said that she came to them, like one was like at their locker, and she had planned that when she got home, got off that bus, she's going to go in and end her life. And Michaela could see something was wrong with her and went over and talked to her. And she, this girl told me, she's like, I wish I would have known what she was going through, because what she said, like, saved me, and I could have said the same thing to her. And yeah, I mean, I've heard that over and over.
That Michaela was reaching out to other people.
Yeah.
Saying that she wanted to take her own life.
No. She was reaching out to other kids that were suicidal and helping them.
And to help
them. Yeah.
So tell us about that last day that you spent with Michaela.
Oh, man. Last day. I have a selfie from that last day from our FaceTime. Man, I'm going to back up one night before.
Okay.
Just for those little details. And I might be wrong with my timeline. It might have been like 3 or 4 days.
Don't worry.
You know, and everybody asked, like, did you see signs? Well, there wasn't. We never struggled with mental health. Of course, you know, we didn't know what all that was. You know, but looking back now, I could tell she was dealing with major anxiety, which kind of just all had started. I remember like one time wanting, like, I was like, I'm going to hug her. She's like, no. And so it's just like the whole touching and stuff. And she's like, couldn't really handle like a lot of like, you know, if we would all go into her room at one time, she's like, okay, I can't, you know, and just the whole anxiety.
Feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah. But I, you know, I'm not 100% sure on the timeline, but I went in her room and she had a box, like a clear tub of stuff. And she was so adamant about me paying attention to what she's saying about everything that was in it. You know, this is, you know, this. And then she had organized her clothes in her closet. This stack is clothes I've never worn or clothes I don't wear. You know, and just kind of like really want me to pay attention to these details that she kind of had done. I remember her little sister, Presley, still like took a sucker out of that box. And after she got on eating it, Michaela was adamant that that stick and wrapper went back into that box, which going through that attic the other day and through her stuff, I found that stick and wrapper. You know, and then so the last day we had went to Walmart and we went Valentine's Day shopping for her friends. And she was very adamant about me knowing what, you know, what was for who and everything. And at one point during the night, I remember walking in her room and she was, you know, like she was on the phone to her. Oh, goodness. I also want to back up a little bit from there. You know, I there's just so many like little details that don't stick out to you at the time. I guess they didn't stick out to me. But it was that night and we were all sitting in the living room watching a movie. And I remember my husband being like snapping at me and I'm like, oh man, he's like, look. And I was like, we were all in the same room, you know, which I'm sure, you know, other families, you know, have their family. But, you know, my kids, rowdy, like to fight, or everybody's just always doing something because, you know, how old was like we had a 4-year-old and, you know, 7 or 8 at the time. And But no, we were all in the living room watching a movie together, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, you know, after it was over, she got up, and her dad's like, hey, where are you going? And she's like, I'm going to go to my room and, you know, hang up clothes. And, you know, then she kind of detoured to the living room. And I remember her, like, playing with the dog. Like, you know, just, like, just, you know, attention-wise, you know, kind of roughhousing. And then with her middle sister, you know, like, they were roughhousing. And it's like she gave everybody their own attention. Like, and then, like, her littlest sister, she and usually do it without the emotions, but when you hear from your, you know, four-year-old that she remembers her sister hugging her and telling her in her ear that she loves her very much, just kind of, you know, it's a different and then man, I can't remember if it was a Tuesday or Wednesday that she took her life, you know. But I remember the previous Sunday, we were out at our weekend place, which is right next to my grandparents' house. And she wasn't, you know, like, just know she wasn't there, which, you know, not worried about her, like, running away or getting kidnapped. You know, it's kind of out in the country. But called my papa and I was like, hey, is Mikhail over there? And he's like, yeah. Yeah, she is. Like, she's sitting down with me and Meemaw and talking. Like, she's fine, which some she never did. But kind of looking back now when, you know, doing lots of research and stuff, which I wouldn't want somebody, you know, to, like, kind of take this as, like, oh, you know, hang out with your family and stuff, so it's a sign. But, I mean, she, and there's other, you know, people and stuff, but she took time and spent it with, gave everybody their own little time.
It's like she was saying goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and then, like, later on going. So I guess these are kind of weird little things that, you know, to look for, you know, if there were no other factors. Like, there was.
Well, it sounded from what you're saying that she was organizing her closet.
Yeah.
And wanting you to know, hey, this goes to this. She was getting her affairs in order.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. And it, you know, she was so mature for her age, and it just, I don't know, it's crazy to me. Like, it just shows that, you know, she was so down for so long and you, like, held on for so long. You know, it's not she wanted to go, but, you know, it's just probably, you know, a lot. I've seen, you know, things where it's like, you know, like her going and helping, you know, other kids, you know, to help them get out of their suicidal state. It's like her giving a piece of herself, or vice versa, where she's just taking on so much that it just gets too much.
And that happens with a lot of our teens.
Yeah.
They take on more than they can handle emotionally.
Yeah. Which is, you know, also why I, you know, our kids and their friends, you know, like, teacher, you know, ask them if they're okay, but then also, you know, let them know that it might be awkward, but it is okay to ask your friends if they're okay, or if they're thinking, you know, about, you know, suicide or taking their lives or anything. I remember one of the girls that I did speak to did tell me, you know, that she had Mikhail had mentioned it, and she told her, like, hey, don't talk like that, you know, like, you know, like, you know, don't do that. Everybody miss you. And she just thought that was enough. But also, you know, it's not. I mean, you need to reach out to somebody else who can, you know, or, you know, like, make sure or check, or an adult, you know, be like, hey, you know, so-and-so said this. I'm really worried about them, even though they said they, you know, were okay now and, you know, not going to. And I kind of, I feel like one of the, and I don't want to be wrong, but one of the girls that did tell me that, she did end up taking her life also. Mm. Told me that Mikhaila had kind of confided in her, and she did end up taking her life a month after Mikhaila. I guess she was dealing with symboling also, but for her, it was the full loss of, you know, somebody that she, you know, was her best friend.
So she part of the reason why the friend did this was because she was missing Michaela.
Yeah, she left a note. I didn't get a note. I remember going in her room that night after, you know, the movie and stuff. And she was in there on the phone to the girl that was her, you know, the one that the boy, you know, was dating. She had kind of mended stuff a little bit with her about 2 weeks earlier. Which still just, like, I don't understand, like, how this girl could come to my house and be so friendly with her, but yet never set the record straight. And she was, Michaela was still getting bullied by all these other girls for that situation. So she was talking to her on the phone, and I remember looking in her closet, and all the Valentines that we were going to hand out the next day were all shoved up into her closet, like in the very top.
Like she had changed her mind.
Yeah.
Were the Valentines for the girls that were bullying her? Or for different girls?
Different girls.
Curious.
Yeah. Okay. She did have one for, you know, that main girl best friend.
So after she took her life, you really dove into her social media.
Yes.
And what did you find?
So like I said, I always went through her phone and stuff. But, you know, after she passed, I like really started, you know, like taking the time, because I'm not worried about her like getting up and be like, where's my phone? Just sitting there and going through it all. The things that really stuck out to me was her TikTok. It wasn't any of her videos she had made, none of her drafts. It was finding out that you could watch the videos they had watched or they had liked. And all of the videos that she had liked or watched were so dark. It was all, you know, talking about depression and how, you know, the world would be better without me in it, or, you know, standing in a room and screaming and nobody, you know, hearing you, or just wanting to scream and tell somebody, but you didn't want to. Other videos about feeling like a burden. Just things by looking at her, how happy she always was. And I mean, her smile was amazing, but I mean, you just never would think by looking at her that those thoughts could go through her mind.
And she actually tried to get some videos deleted, right? Some videos that maybe her friends had made. Or no? I thought I read that.
And, you know, and I could leave here and be like, oh, my gosh, okay, I know exactly what she's talking about.
That's okay.
That's okay.
So when you were with your daughter, you had no idea that this was going through her mind?
I do remember after my mother passed, like, I was dealing with all of it myself, trying to process it myself and, you know, then doing research and all that stuff into grief and depression, noticing, you know, like, kind of she was, you know, kind of shut off and, you know, in her room or sleeping a lot. And I read something, which was probably the worst advice I'd ever took, was you can't help somebody until you're okay yourself. Which, I mean, I understand to an extent, but, you know, also, like, you know, I did buy her a grief workbook. And I remember, you know, telling her, like, hey, this is yours. You can navigate and do, you know, what you need to yourself. And there was one day that I did come across it, and I went through it. And there were things, you know, like one page was like, hey, circle, you know, like, you know, how you're feeling. And it was just like, you know, sad, worthless, you know, I don't want to be here. And just kind of things like that. And I saw a thing that she wrote where it's like, I stand in the shower And I cry because my tears just blend in with the water. And there's one where it's like, draw a picture of how you feel. And she had drawn like a little cabinet and it was like, you know, doors. And on the inside, you could see like plates and stuff. And she said, I feel like this cabinet. And if I were to open up and, you know, try to talk to you know, if I were to open up, then everything would just fall out and break.
So what are, I know you've been going around kind of, you started a group on Facebook. You've been talking a lot about how parents need to teach their kids to be kind.
Yeah.
And what is your mission now?
Pause. It's just still that, just, man, you never know, you know, teach your kids that, you know, they never know what somebody's going through, you know, on the inside or what they're dealing with at home. You know, I'm sure Michaela looked all happy-go-lucky, and so it's just like, oh, well, I'm, you know, I don't know what their mission was with it, you know. You know, that she did follow through with, you know, them telling her to kill herself. But just, you know, I've told some kids, like, hey, just treat everybody like, you know, don't say something to somebody that you wouldn't want said to your little sister or your cousin or something, you know. And also, silence is golden. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah, it's a sticks and stones.
Yeah.
You know, words will never hurt me, but they
words
do.
Are the worst.
Words are the horrible. Yeah. And you think when you're saying something like this, I mean, stuff that we heard when we were younger and we say, treat someone how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
You think that people know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't hurt to say it.
Yeah.
Because that's what I tell my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I try to live my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want someone to be mean to me. So it's
yeah. And I'm like, and also don't go with the flow. Like,
yeah.
You know, if there are, you know, like some girls being mean, don't be like, okay, well, I want me too. Because there was one girl, I remember hearing this incident, and I can't associate it with one of her TikTok videos that she did make, where she's sitting there and it was like, she's like kind of looking out the window and it says something like, who knew that a lunch table could hold so many memories? Mm-hmm. You know, not thinking anything of it at the time till I find out that there was a girl that she'd been friends with since like kindergarten, kind of jumped on that little bandwagon with these other girls and just went off on her in the cafeteria one day. And then later on, you know, came up and did apologize like, hey, you know, I was just, you know, doing what everybody else was. You know, I didn't really mean the stuff I said. But you still said it, you know, it's, mm-hmm. you know, I've told my other daughters, you know, like the whole thing where it's like, we're going to squirt out all this toothpaste out of this or, you know, and then we're going to try to stick it back in. Like, you can't take back your words. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
You know, once it's out there, it's out there. You can say sorry, but, you know, damage is, you know, still a little done. But yeah, I mean, I try to teach my kids. Well, I do teach my kids. Just be nice. Don't be a bully. And if you see somebody getting bullied, just go over there and, you know, just be friendly to them, you know, or, you know, if it's, you know, extensive, go, you know, tell a teacher. And
yeah, you never know that if your words are going to change an outcome.
Yeah. I mean, and I've told them, you know, what, you know, a lot of the kids have told me how Michaela, you know, people were being mean to her and Michaela would go over and talk to them and help them. And a lot of them were even on like just Snapchat, TikTok. Like I have a few girls that I talk to that live England, quite a few from Australia that have told me that, you know, just like she, and I can see their messages and Michaela's just always just so uplifting to everybody. One of her main friends, I'm kind of close with, and so is my 11-year-old, but she lives in Sepulpa, and at the time, whenever Michaela passed, she was actually in a facility because she had taken Michaela's advice and told her mom how she was feeling. And then when she got out, you know, she's like, we made a promise that we were not going to, right. You know, we told each other that we would stay, you know, if nothing else than for each other. And, you know, Makayla didn't hold up her end of the deal.
Sounds like she saved
her. But I'm glad. Yeah. And, you know, and so now that girl has devoted, you know, like she's started going to church and is very.
Wow.
Like I've seen a huge change in her just through, you know, the 3 years that I've known her.
Well, our time is up. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We really, really, really appreciate it. And thank you for joining us for this episode of Oklahoma Women Want to Know. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss a thing.
Thank you for joining us once again on Oklahoma Women Want to Know. Tune in each Wednesday at 5 a.m. for the latest episode. And don't forget to drop us a review.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.